I'm being joined by AP volleyball coach Candace Klespies as we're into the kind of the bulk of the season now. Had a conference match on Tuesday night with Denver. It was a 3-0 loss. I want to ask about that in a sec, but let's just go back to back on Saturday. You hosted an extremely good tournament. 7 of the 8 teams were ranked at that tournament, so you were definitely tested. Looked like you played pretty well against AGWSR, beat a Grundy Center team, which is kind of a long time coming for this team.
Yeah.
And also tested by some of the top teams in Class 1A and 3A.
Yeah, you know, we were excited with what we had for teams coming this weekend. We've tried our hardest to really just kind of build this tournament and bring in a lot of great competition, and we had that. There was no off team this last Saturday. So that was fun to have that competition and to be pushed and, you know, seeing – number one, Ankeny Christian. And then also, I think West Delaware was 9 right now, I think in 3A. And so, you know, and then on the opposite side, you have number one in 2A, Denver. And so, it was a great tournament for our girls, to be pushed, which is what we wanted. And, we learned a lot from Saturday. The Grundy Center win was nice to end on. I think the last time we had beaten them was, I think maybe when Coach Libby was a senior at our tournament. And so it was just a good day of learning for our girls that day.
And then back on Tuesday night, you ended up facing number one and 2A Denver, a 3-0 loss. I understand you weren't quite 100% personnel-wise in this one. I just kind of want to get your evaluation of this match with Denver.
Yeah, you know, we have Ava was out this last week with an ankle, and then one of our starters had been sick for the last 3 days. And so, we ran a lot of different girls in on rotations, and we had some young girls that really stepped up for us and gave us, you know, what we asked of them. We said, we need you to play a role for us. And they did that. And so, the second set we played right there with them the whole entire time, you know, and we led a decent amount of that set. And so, we're trying to take the positives from that set to show that, you know, we're right there with all these teams, with all these top level teams. We are right there. It is a matter of 2 or 3 point swings that we got to be on the positive side of instead of letting those teams get those against us.
Just kind of talk about some of your personnel here this year. You got, obviously, you all know about your veteran players, but some new players who are starting full-time this year, such as like Colby Wangsness, Emma Wolf, players like that. What kind of growth have you seen from some of these players who are getting those opportunities in the starting lineup this year that they, you know, maybe they didn't get, you know, in years past?
Yeah, you know, we so starting with Emma, we have asked her to kind of increase her role compared to last year. Last year she came in and gave us just kind of defense, and this year we've added that serve receive with her, and then also her serving 100% of the time. And Emma is definitely one that has just worked so hard with her serve receive game, and one that we really trust in serve receive. And so she's helped us out big there. And then, you know, last week in Dyke, she was second for us with 17 digs. And so she's really improved her game from last year. Colby's another one that, you know, not only are you coming in and starting varsity, but you're a 6th rotation left pin for us, and that's a big role to fill. And Colby's done a good job at finding holes with their swing, but then another one who just works really hard in serve receive and gives us a lot of good balls in serve receive, and then picking up quite a bit. She's usually in the top 2 or 3 for digs on our team in every match also. And so Colby's come in and given us great balls also. You know, then Ava, up until, you know, this last week, sitting out, but Ava does a lot of things that are unseen that help us out greatly. She gets us a lot of touch with her block, and so gives us a chance at balls. And then she also is a middle that goes back and can easily serve you 9 to 10 balls at the service line. And so she does a lot for us and has really stepped up and into that middle role that, you know, none of us thought that she would be in, honestly, this year. We had started her out on the right pin and just moved her there to see what she could do for us, and did a lot. And so she took that starting role in the middle and has ran with it.
And then on the flip side, as you continue to grow throughout the year, it looks like Peyton Kloster obviously is racking up the bulk of the kills here for the team, 126 on the season and a 219 efficiency. So most of the offense running through her this year, but she's obviously one of those veterans. I know Zoe Uhlenhop is really coming on strong here in the middle of this season. When it comes to some of those veterans, what has impressed you so far this year?
Yeah, starting with Zoe, we've asked her, and told her that you're going to have to take a lot more swings than you did last year for us. She's one that we definitely want to get the ball to as much as we possibly can. We've worked a lot with, even if we're not in system with our pass, being able to move her around and get different sets to her so that we can use her even when we're not in system. And so Zoe has done a great job. Her hitting efficiency is also pretty high for us, and she's just a tough block. This weekend, I think at least three of the different teams that we saw, and then Denver last night also, they were sending three blockers to every time she was hitting as much as they possibly could. And so as a hitter, that's a huge compliment that they're sending everything at you to try to stop you. And Zoe is still getting it done with three blockers up front. And so we're going to look to her a lot, in this back half to really get as many swings as she can, and then finish the ball. Peyton is one, we run a lot of offense out through her. She is up front two out of the three rotations with just her and another hitter, and then Bella setting. And so the ball is definitely going to find her a little bit more than some of our other girls. And we've worked a lot on having more swings in her arsenal than what she did last year, but then also just mixing up those swings as much as she possibly can to get defense unbalanced. She has a heavy arm, and so they're kind of sitting deep on her, and so that's when we were talking with her about kind of using those off-speed balls to open up the court a little bit more for her.
And when it comes to the upcoming schedule, you go to a tournament at Gladbrook Rhinebeck here on Saturday, and then back to NICL action with a triangular on Tuesday, HWSR in Wapsie Valley. So I just kind of want to get your thoughts on the upcoming schedule here.
Yeah, this last week, was a gauntlet. You have Dyke on Tuesday. You have our home tournament that was loaded this weekend, and then Denver on Tuesday last night. And that's a tough week of volleyball. And so it doesn't get any easier moving forward, especially in our conference. And so, this weekend at GR, we'll see BCLUW, who's ranked in 1A. They're in our pool. And then on the other side you have GR and a couple other teams that are good teams also. And so another weekend that will be pushed, and we got to be ready to go. And then you go up to Wapsie next week and face a really good Wapsie team also, and Ackley. I mean, they got a set from Ankeny Christian this weekend at our home tournament. And so you can't take any night off, and you can't take any balls off. And so, but again, this is what we want for our girls. We want to be pushed so that we're ready come postseason.
AP Coach Candace Cluspies, thanks for the time, and we'll catch you here next week.
Thank you.